You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by Fred Flights, my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our senior vice president for policy and programs. He is a man with an extraordinary background in intelligence, having served in the intelligence community in the Central Intelligence Agency for about 20 years, also having served as the chief of staff to John Bolton during his stint as the undersecretary of state, and also as a professional staff member on the House Intelligence Committee under its chairman, Pete Hoekstra. Fred, welcome back. It's always good to have you.
Good to be here, Frank.
We're, of course, very much in need of your assessment of the intelligence assessment that was handed down this week to the Congress by the Director of National Intelligence and other intelligence community leaders. What did you make of their analysis of the challenges we're facing at the moment?
Well, what was presented this week is called the Worldwide Threat Assessment, which the intelligence community presents every year to Congress as a classified and an unclassified version. And the finding that has gotten the most press play is a statement by the Director of National Intelligence, General Clapper, that he thinks an ISIS attack, or at least an attempt to attack the United States, is likely in 2016. And I mean, I think that's horrifying, but I didn't think that was news. After all, the FBI, last October, FBI Director Comey said there are 900 open ISIS-related FBI investigations right now. And after what happened
in San Bernardino, every state in the union, I believe, as well.
That's right. And there was an attempted ISIS-related attack in Washington State just last week, which fortunately was averted because someone heard the alleged attacker saying he wanted to kill Americans who weren't Muslims. See something, say something, work there. I mean, I see this as a great victory to protecting the American people because someone did the right thing.
But unfortunately, increasingly, such statements are frowned upon and in some cases even sanctioned. We're hearing the Germans are doing a lot of that at the moment, and others, perhaps even in government, are not all that open to the idea that somebody might be profiling Muslims or otherwise infringing upon their civil liberties, civil rights, and the like. Fred Flights is our guest. We're talking with him about the world threat assessment of the intelligence community supplied to the Congress earlier this week. And Fred, one of the other things that may not have gotten as much attention from the press, but I know did from you, were the characterizations of the threat posed by Iran to us and our allies in the wake of this so-called deal that the president conjured up with John Kerry. What did the Director of National Intelligence say on that subject?
Well, it was pretty thin gruel. He said that the intelligence community cannot say whether Iran will pursue nuclear weapons. Now, he didn't say whether they can detect whether Iran will pursue nuclear weapons or whether Iran is likely to abide by the nuclear deal, which I think would be far more valuable because this nuclear deal is so controversial. The members of Congress still want to reverse it. Presidential candidates have to rule on it. He just said we cannot say whether Iran will pursue nuclear weapons, and I was disappointed.
Hmm. But that actually is a bit of candor, relatively speaking, compared to the nonsense that we've had spewing out of, well, the administration's various orifices, including John Kerry's, to the effect that, you know, this has really been shut down for 10 or 12 years or more as a result of their diplomatic derring do. Speaking of which, let me turn to another manifestation of John Kerry's diplomacy and, Fred, get your assessment of this putative breakthrough in achieving a suspension of hostilities in Syria. Is this the real deal, or is this another example of national security fraud?
Well, Frank, I don't know where to start. John Kerry got the headlines he wanted today. Ceasefire announced in Syria. Well, if you look carefully, Kerry's describing this as a cessation of hostilities. If you look even more carefully, you'll notice that it doesn't apply to Russian airstrikes in Syria, and the Syrian government and the Syrian rebels haven't agreed to it, and it won't begin for another week.
Aside from that, it sounds perfect.
Well, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, I don't know if fraud is strong enough a word to describe what's going on here. A diplomatic process began with Kerry last fall to try to resolve the situation in Syria. Peace talks are supposed to begin on January 1st. And in the interim, Russia intensified its airstrikes because the ceasefire had not been agreed to, and used this lull between talks to significantly drive back the Syrian rebels and prop up the Syrian government. So if there's a ceasefire now, it's locking in the gains on the ground made by the Assad regime. This cessation of hostilities or ceasefire, whatever you want to call it, is laughable. It's not going to work. And I think it is severely undermined American influence in the region.
Yeah. But Fred, I mean, just to drill down on this point, you say if it were to go into effect now, as you've indicated, it isn't going to go into effect now. It'll go into effect at best a week from now, but it won't actually prevent the Russians from continuing to attack what they call terrorists, which turns out not to be the Islamic State, but most of the people that the administration fancies in Syria. And, you know, you, as you've indicated, nobody else has bought into this other than the Russians, such as they have. This really does smack of a grand deception by the Kerry Obama team and of a piece with that Iran deal and so much else. And Fred, to the extent that you don't actually see a suspension of hostilities on the ground there, what is your current prognosis for what's going to play out in the months ahead?
Well, what I see going on, and I think this makes perfect logical sense from the Obama administration's perspective, is that the president has a non-policy. He wants to do as little as he can get away with and hand this mess to the next president. And as long as we pursue that policy, the situation in Syria is going to get worse and worse. Our credibility is worse. The Russians have filled the power vacuum that we left because we refused to do anything. And our close allies have started to criticize this administration because they realize that it's all talk and there's no action.
Well, this is of a piece, again, with the larger pattern of behavior, misconduct, really, malfeasance by the Obama administration in so many of these foreign policy areas. Let me ask you finally, Fred Flights, about an important article that appeared in The Hill last week by a former Customs and Border Protection officer by the name of Philip Haney. Hope to have him on our show here soon. But Phil reports that the Obama administration actually interfered with investigations that he was conducting as part of his duty responsibilities to the effect of not only preventing those investigations from tracking terrorists in our country, but actually to the point where they ordered him to destroy the databases that he had developed about those folks. What on earth is going on here?
I think this administration, it's more than denial about the threat from the global jihad movement. I think that there's been an active effort to suppress information. And I think what Haney is saying is probably the smoking gun that this happened. We also know that this happened at the Defense Intelligence Agency, where about 100 intelligence analysts went to the Inspector General to say that their analysis on the threat from ISIS was being watered down to support the administration's position. These are some of the most blatant examples of the politicization of intelligence that I have seen in my career.
And that career spans quite some time, as I indicated earlier, Fred Flights, and has had some instances, as I know you're very much aware of politicization in its past, notably the doctoring of the National Intelligence Estimate about Iran back in 2007. Fred, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Your attention to these issues, your expertise on matters involving intelligence, and your great work at the Center for Security Policy, as well as your previous service to our country and the intelligence community, is deeply appreciated. Keep it up. Come back to us again next week, if you would. Next up, Dr. Keith Payne, one of the country's foremost experts about nuclear deterrence, joins us to talk about the new Russian strategy to threaten us. Right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.